By the end of the 19th century, the fight for racial equality in the United States had reached an inflection point, but the victory many had hoped for remained out of reach. The Reconstruction era had ended nearly two decades earlier, and the South had undergone a rapid transformation. But this change had been shaped by the dominance of segregationist policies. For African Americans, the promise of equality under the law, as outlined in the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments, seemed more like a distant dream than a reality. The end of Reconstruction had ushered in an era of oppressive laws designed to keep Black Americans marginalized, disenfranchised, and segregated from their white counterparts. 1896 was a landslide, one of the most enduring legal battles that would define this period of segregation and inequality was the landmark Supreme Court case, Plessy v. Ferguson, 1896. This case, which arose out of Louisiana, would solidify the legal basis for racial segregation for more than half a century under the doctrine of separate but equal. The case would come to symbolize a painful moment in American history, an example of how racial injustice could be codified into law. The origins of Plessy v. Ferguson lie in the efforts of civil rights activists to challenge segregation laws, particularly those that were being applied to railroads. In 1890, the state of Louisiana passed the Separate Car Act, which mandated that Black and white passengers ride in separate railroad cars. Homer Plessy, a man who was 1/8 Black, took advantage of a loophole in the law and boarded a whites-only railroad car in protest. Plessy, who was involved with civil rights organizations, had been recruited for this act of defiance as part of a legal challenge against the segregation laws. Plessy was arrested and convicted of violating the Separate Car Act, but the case quickly escalated to the U.S. Supreme Court, where it would become a defining moment in the struggle for civil rights. The question at the heart of the case was whether racial segregation violated the 13th and 14th Amendments, which were intended to grant equal protection under the law and to abolish slavery. Plessy's legal team argued that segregation was a violation of the Constitution, as it imposed an unequal burden on African Americans by relegating them to inferior facilities. On the other hand, the state of Louisiana, backed by proponents of segregation, argued that segregation was legal as long as the facilities provided to Black Americans were equal to those provided to whites. In a 7-1 decision, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the state of Louisiana, effectively upholding segregation laws and establishing the doctrine of separate but equal. Justice Henry Billings Brown, writing the majority opinion, argued that segregation did not violate the 13th or 14th Amendments, as long as the separate facilities were equal in quality. This ruling legally sanctioned racial segregation and provided a framework for its expansion across the South. Justice John Marshall Harlan, the lone dissenter, warned that the decision would become a stain on the nation's history, a prediction that would prove to be painfully accurate. The Plessy decision was a devastating blow to the civil rights movement. It entrenched racial segregation in nearly every aspect of American life, including public schools, transportation, parks, and even drinking fountains. The ruling gave legal legitimacy to Jim Crow laws, which were designed to keep Black Americans in a subordinate position, and it marked the beginning of a long period in which segregation was upheld by both the courts and the government. The doctrine of separate but equal would remain the law of the land for decades, until the landmark decision of Brown v. Board of Education in 1954, which would finally overturn Plessy and declare that separate was inherently unequal. The impact of Plessy v. Ferguson was profound. It made clear the deep divisions in American society and enshrined the concept of racial inferiority in legal terms. Despite the formal end of slavery, the ruling affirmed that Black Americans were not truly free in the eyes of the law. They were not equal citizens. The separation of races in public life created a system in which African Americans had access to only subpar services, schools, and employment opportunities. While this separate status was presented as equal in the eyes of the law, the reality was far different. The separate facilities provided for Black Americans were often inferior, overcrowded, and poorly maintained, while white facilities were luxurious by comparison. In the years following Plessy, Southern states passed a series of additional laws that further entrenched segregation and discrimination. These laws governed nearly every aspect of life, including voting rights, education, and employment. African Americans were increasingly denied access to economic and social opportunities, forced into a cycle of poverty and disenfranchisement that was difficult, if not impossible, to escape. The effects of the Plessy decision extended beyond the South as well. The ruling contributed to the growing racial divide across the entire country, even in northern states where segregation was less formalized. While racial inequality was less overt in the North, Black Americans still faced widespread discrimination, particularly in employment and housing. The Plessy decision reinforced the notion that Black Americans were second-class citizens, even in places where segregation was not as rigidly enforced. Yet, even in the face of this legal setback, the fight for civil rights did not end. The Plessy ruling galvanized African American leaders and activists to push for change, even in the midst of a legal system that seemed determined to preserve the status quo. Organizations like the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, NAACP, were founded in the early 20th century to combat racial injustice, and these groups would play an instrumental role in challenging the doctrine of separate but equal. Over the years, many legal battles were fought in the courts to dismantle segregation, culminating in the Brown v. Board decision of 1954. But the road to overturning Plessy would be long and difficult. The decision left behind a legacy of institutionalized racism that would take decades to undo, but it also planted the seeds for a movement that would one day bring about change. African Americans, along with allies from various racial and political backgrounds, would continue to challenge the oppressive systems set in place by Plessy and fight for equality under the law. As the 20th century progressed, the struggle for civil rights became one of the defining issues of American politics and society. In our next episode, we'll delve into how this fight would take shape during the civil rights movement of the 1950s and 1960s, as a new generation of leaders would rise to demand justice. The Civil Rights Act, Breaking Down Barriers, will examine the pivotal legislative victories of the 1960s, including the landmark Civil Rights Act of 1964, which would mark a turning point in the battle against racial segregation and discrimination.